the square this weekend. We do hope you come out and see us in the WILL tent. Meteorologist Scott Oltoff will be along with the forecast after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Supporters who want to keep Illinois state parks open are taking their fight online. Sean Crawford has more.
When 11-year-old Rice Tuggle of Oakwood learned the nearby Kickapoo State Park in Vermilion County was going to be a victim of the governor's budget cuts, she says she had to take action. After her school suggested she write a letter to Rod Blagojevich, she decided to go a step further, starting a petition drive. She began by gathering signatures at a convenience store for 6 hours.
And I sat at Kickapoo for at least 3, and I passed it around my school. And some second graders wanted, their teacher was teaching them about it, so they all signed it.
She's collected hundreds of signatures since. She's not alone. Others across Illinois are mobilizing to raise their voices in an attempt to prevent 11 parks from closing at the end of November. They're also joining forces with the lieutenant governor, who's placed an online petition on his website. Park supporters say the locations are invaluable to local communities and raise concerns about Illinois' commitment to conservation if they're allowed to close. I'm Sean Crawford.
Presidential candidate Barack Obama is urging the Illinois Senate to act quickly on disputed ethics legislation. Obama called Senate President Emil Jones yesterday and said the measure should be passed at the earliest possible opportunity. Obama and Jones have a long relationship. The legislation would restrict campaign donations by people doing business with the state. It passed in the spring, but Governor Rod Blagojevich rejected it and called for major changes. The House has overridden that veto, but Jones says the Senate won't act until November. The delay raises constitutional questions that could kill the legislation or keep it tied up in long legal battles. One of Illinois' statewide officials is upset with how a referendum on this false ballot is written. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn says the measure that asks voters if they want a constitutional convention is worded to keep the status quo. Quinn says a convention would allow for needed changes in how state government works, but he says the ballot question is biased.
Basically, what they're doing is they're reciting the history of this referendum in past times. 1988, the referendum was defeated. They're inserting that information into the question and explanation of the question. That isn't what you do on referendums. You don't talk about the past. You only talk about right now.
Quinn has filed an objection with the Secretary of State, who submitted the question to the State Elections Board. The Secretary of State spokesman says the language came from the Illinois House and Senate. Quinn won't rule out a lawsuit on the issue. Opponents to a constitutional convention say it would be costly and argue special interests could dominate the process. A tumultuous sentencing hearing ended yesterday with a 50-year prison term for a man charged in the double murder from 2 years ago. Kenneth Sean Chelley of Champaign was sentenced once court reconvened after a relative of the murder victims physically attacked Kelley during the hearing. The disturbance led to a brief recess. Corey Shackelford faces 2 charges of aggravated battery. Kelley pleaded guilty to the murder of Jeremiah Haig. The Champaign County State's Attorney's Office agreed to drop similar charges against Kelley for the murder of Jeremiah's wife, Sue Haig. The couple was found dead in their Champaign home on the 4th of July of 2006. Prosecutors say Kelley was familiar with the Haigs and arranged a robbery with his estranged girlfriend and possibly a third person. Crystal Myrick's trial is set for next month. Police are pursuing charges against Russell Pitcher, who's currently in prison in Iowa in an unrelated case. A judge has given former Illinois basketball star Jamar Smith an ultimatum: follow the terms of the latest probation or go straight to jail or prison. AM 580's Tom Rogers has more.
Judge Richard Klaus could have immediately ordered jail for Smith, who had been on probation for a 2007 drunk driving crash that seriously injured a teammate. Smith was kicked off the team after he admitted to drinking when police found him outside a campus town bar last July. Instead, Smith will undergo outpatient treatment at a facility in Evansville, Indiana. He says he needs to stay sober and start his life over in a new place. But Smith also wants to pay back a debt to the Illinois coaching staff and fans who lost their trust in him.
They still give me a lot of love and support, so over time, you know, that'll heal. And, you know, when I, you know, later down the road, you know, when I give my life back in order, you know, and everything situated, I'll definitely want to come back to Champaign, you know, and just talk to some of the kids about my story.
Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reitz says Smith's probation will include having to wear an ankle bracelet that'll constantly test him for alcohol use.
He's going to wear it for at least 180 days, and it's monitored through a phone modem. So he's got to download information from the bracelet through the phone.
Smith told the judge he has an apartment and a job in Evansville, and he hopes to enroll at the University of Southern Indiana and play basketball there next year. He has to report back to the judge in December. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Our next report is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bonser.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and meteorologist Scott Olthoff joins us for an in-depth look at weather here on WILL's Morning Edition. And Scott, we got very big doings at Krannert Center tonight as they have their season opening party going on. And it looks like it's going to be just perfect for that.
It is. Very, very nice weather for tonight.
And we'll be out at the market at the square on Saturday morning, a whole bunch of us from WILL every Saturday morning, now through October. So we hope you come on out and see us. It was a little windy. The rain held off last Saturday, but it was a little windy.
We had everything humid, too.
Yeah, it was humid. We had a lot of sandbags out there holding everything down. But this weekend looks like it's going to be just beautiful.
Yeah, just need your sunglasses, I think.